Good morning, Reagan.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here. So first off, before jumping into your study, what previous research has been into the effectiveness of preschool preparing kids for school?
So a very famous study is the Perry Preschool Project that was done in the 60s with low-income kids in Michigan, in the United States. It's a small sample, but they're really, really large returns in terms of educational outcomes and income and that type of thing. So a lot of the policies that many countries adopt are based on this small study that was really a targeted program.
It sounds quite outdated too, from the 1960s. So much has changed in the last, 60 years. So how did the idea for your study come about?
Yeah, so my co-authors and I, we've been really interested in the effects of preschool on kids' outcomes, and particularly motivated by the fact that Victoria right now is expanding kinder into to three-year-olds. So we started looking at what was the effect of preschool actually on outcomes for four-year-olds. So three-year kinder is just starting to be expanded. Sometimes this is called a preschool in other states. So we were, really wanted to understand what was happening, because if you look at the school readiness scores that come out of the Australian development census that's done every 3 years with a population of Australian kids who are entering year one, the readiness scores have just been flat from 2009 till today. And yet the government's been investing a lot of money in expanding preschool, but there doesn't seem to be much of an effect.
So what was your methodology for this study?
Yeah, so what we did was, despite the fact that we see these flat scores, this readiness scores, really only about a half of Australian children are on track to be ready for year one school. Despite the fact that there's been this big preschool expansion, what we really wanted to see was, is it the case that in areas where preschool enrollment actually has increased, does that actually have an effect on the change in these readiness scores or this preparation for school? So we took population data from the Australian census and then also population data from this development census, and then matched the areas. And what we found was, despite the fact that preschool enrollment has increased by about 40% in the last 10 years, areas in which preschool enrollment actually increased by 10 percentage point, the school readiness scores actually went down by about a half a percentage point. So we're just not seeing any evidence that suggests that increases in preschool enrollment is actually better preparing kids for school.
Yeah, so you've talked a little bit about your findings there. Is there any more around what else we could do to help? What any suggestions that could be used to improve this readiness score?
Yeah, so great question. So at this stage, I really think it's important to get more rigorous analysis going on to try to understand what's happening. I mean, there are a lot of stories that could be going on to why is it the case that preschool enrollment has increased and yet nothing seems to be affecting this. So some of it may be the fact that, as these programs have scaled up and, there's just been this expansion of preschool that, the quality or the ability to deliver really high quality preschool has just not been able to keep pace. But it's really hard to know right now, what's going on. Or it could be the case that preschool just doesn't really have an effect, in which case that's fine. But then perhaps the, money shouldn't be spent on preschool. Money should be spent just on childcare, because that also has another benefit, because it gives people, it allows parents to be able to enter the workforce and have childcare available for them.
That's interesting, because I do know there's also a bit of a shortage in regards to early childcare learning teachers as well. So that lack of the child to teacher ratio maybe could also be playing a fact into that as well, where the government's just expanding all of these larger facilities, but the personnel just aren't there.
There's a lot of evidence that suggests that the the qualified teachers, so the people who need to have the level of qualifications that you need to be a preschool teacher, they just, there's a real shortage of that right now. So it's difficult to staff, and there are shortages in childcare centers.
100%. Thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning. It's been highly fascinating, and I believe our other parents listening in very much appreciate this.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.